Hello, my name is Elias El Abd. I am an associate professor at Sorbonne University in Paris. My research interests focus on the role of metabolism in the regulation of glioblastoma cell state. Glioblastoma are the most common and aggressive form of primary brain tumors in adults. And they are characterized by extensive intratumoral functional heterogeneity. For many years, metabolism was considered as a simple adaptation to changes in cell functional states. However, we recently showed that the activity of metabolic enzymes can drive changes in cell functional states through modulation of the intracellular levels of specific metabolites. These metabolites affect directly the activity of epigenetic modifiers, and as a consequence, changes in their intracellular levels can directly modulate gene expression. Here in this work, we first observed that loss of aggressiveness of glioblastoma patient-derived cell was accompanied by nicotinamide N-methyltransferase, NNMT, downregulation. This enzyme, NNMT, catalyzes the methylation of nicotinamide using the universal methyl donor S-adenosylmethionine, SAM, to produce S-adenosyl L-homocysteine, SSH, and 1-methylnicotinamide, MNAM, as you can see on the left side of the scheme. We then evaluated the effect of NNMT downregulation accompanying loss of GBM PDC properties on the levels of its substrates and products using mass spectrometry. As you can see on the left part of the scheme, NNMT downregulation was accompanied by a drastic decrease in its products, MNAM and SAH. Regarding its substrate, NNMT downregulation did not affect some levels, while it was accompanied by an intracellular accumulation of nicotinamide. These observations led us to postulate that loss of glioblastoma patient-derived cells properties accompanying NNMT downregulation could be due to enhanced NAM levels. In order to test our hypothesis, we assayed nicotinamide effects on several glioblastoma patient-derived cell lines in order to see if accumulation of nicotinamide in these cells could affect their properties. NAM accumulation within glioblastoma patient-derived cells inhibited their proliferation, while it did not affect, as seen by FACS analysis, their viability. However, FACS analysis showed that nicotinamide accumulation within GBM PDC altered their structure, their morphology. Downregulation of proliferation, inhibition of proliferation, as well as changes in cell morphology are among the hallmarks of normal as well as cancer senescent cells. To make a long story short, we tested several markers of senescence in order to confirm our initial observation, and we observed that nicotinamide-induced DNA damage, chromatin remodeling, increased lysosomal mass, decreased lamin B1 expression, and altered gene expression of GBM PDC exposed to nicotinamide. Nicotinamide-induced senescence of GBM PDC was accompanied by a global change in histone methylation and acetylation. Finally, we tested whether transient nicotinamide treatment of GBM PDC could affect their tumorigenic properties, and we observed that indeed it was lowering their tumorigenic properties, resulting in better survival of xenografted mice. In conclusion, our results strengthen the emerging driver role of metabolism in the regulation of cell functional states. If you have any question or you need to further discuss our results, don't hesitate to contact me on my email as is written on the poster. Thank you.